Blog Talk Radio.
It's pre-game radio, live from the planet of Brooklyn.
Motherfucker,
I fucking
tie you to a fucking bedpost with your ass cheeks spread out and shit, right? Put a hanger on a fucking stove and let that shit sit there for like a half hour. Take it off and stick it in your ass slow, like.
I fucking lay your nuts on a fucking dresser, just your nuts laying on a fucking dresser, and bang them shits with a spike fucking back.
I'll fucking pull your fucking tongue out your fucking mouth and stab the shit with a rusty screwdriver.
I fucking hang you by your fucking dick off the fucking 12-story building out this motherfucker.
I fucking sew your asshole clothes and keep feeding you and feeding you and feeding you and feeding you.
Yo, roll the dice, man, roll the dice. Yeah.
Yo, so it's going down like that, huh?
From the slums of Shaolin, Wu-Tang Clan strikes again. The RZA, the Jizza, old dirty backs and inspector deck, make porn the chef. You guard, ghost face killer,
man.
And the
method. M-E-T-H-O-D, man. M-E-T-H-O-D, man. M-E-T-H-O-D, man. M-E-T-H-O-D, man. Get off my ground. You don't know me and you don't know my staff. Who be getting down when they come to a damn? Here I am, the method man. Patty cake, hey, the method man. Don't need skin, be chip or beat your pants. Peanut butter, cause I'm not butter. In fact, I snap back like a rubber band. I be Sam, Sam I am. And I don't eat green eggs and ham. Down the hitcher, when you got there, you'll be like, oh shit, that's the jam. Turn it up,
Yeah, you already know. I hope I'm taking you guys back tonight. I sincerely hope I am. I hope I'm taking y'all back tonight. But we got one more. Call us up 347-857-4302. Only I see you, baby. But we'll be right back. It's pregame radio, you dig?
Kinda horny, conventional methods of making love kinda boring. I wanna knock your block off, get my rocks off, blow your socks off, make sure your G-spot's on.
I'ma call your big daddy and scream your name. Matter of fact, I can't wait for your candy rain.
So what you saying? I get my swerve on, bring it live, make it last forever. Damn, the kitty cat tie.
Daddy, slow down your flow. Put it on me like a G, baby, nice and slow. I need a rough neck, nigga, man, dingo in a sack who ain't afraid.
That you're talking about.
Do you really think that you can work it out?
I guarantee you, shorty, it's real. Baby, stick it out. Here comes the man of steel. For the right spot to hit now, hit down.
Damn, I love a dick down. You use the rubber.
Damn right.
You are my lover.
All night.
The pretty good to you, heard the rubber.
Man tight. The only thing left to do was climax. Let's make it last.
Word, we ain't going out like that. All this time you've been telling me that you was a gun.
I tried to warn you, girl, you wouldn't listen. Now let's get it on. A good one, shorty, love you, making me sweat. How a live nigga like a girl?
Nice and wet, you get it on till the break of dawn. Damn, you're large. How a big girl like it, daddy?
Nice and hard, safe sex in it, flexing it, getting that affectionate, chewing it, viewing it, oh, while we're doing it.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
I represent Queen, she was raised out in Brooklyn. I wanna hit it in the worst way.
Make it high.
Scheming on the ass since the first day.
Damn, I love it when you talk like that. Make it bounce, sugar.
As long as you can bounce me back. More flesh than the Greek fest.
Roll up the set.
Pass the Hennessy.
Put my body to the test. Way, way back. Many niggas ago, I was a young girl listening to higher. So now's my chance to hit you up. Daddy, I'm grown from the back, from the side.
Right, I'm in the zone. One of a kind when it's time to do mine. Camcorder in the whole shit.
Press rewind, let it go on screen while we puff the L. Laying back in the cut while we're under the spell.
Word life, I like the way the F went down. Go to sleep, tomorrow I'll take you back downtown. We'll be
doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
I represent Queen, she was raised out in Brooklyn.
Chase Baker, and every Friday night I'm locked in with Brooklyn Black and Tasha B on Pregame Radio.
Feel me. Yeah, you already know what it is. That was LL Cool J was doing it, wrapping up our pregame throwbacks. I hope I took it back with y'all. I hope that will put y'all back there, you know, when I came out in the 90s and, you know, what y'all was doing back then. You feel what I'm saying? But check it out. You just heard Chase Baker. He's locked in. He's rocking with Pregame Radio tonight. We're waiting for him to get here. But let me tell y'all, for those who don't know, who haven't been on Twitter or Facebook or have been just living under a rock, all right? As you know, last week, me and Eb, we abolished what's known as the Dumbass of the Week segment and gave birth to the You Need Your Ass Beat segment. I informed my people at MFIR Radio about that. Shout out to them, LV, Miss New Shoes, Miss Brooklyn. Shout out to all of them over there. And boom, it becomes a trending topic on Twitter, which it still is. So I'm going to be pulling tweets off of that, read them off, and, you know, we just going to win. But without further ado, let's get the ladies in here, because they'll be taking over tomorrow night while I'll be holding the door at the Ellis Ashbrook party. Get at me on Twitter at Brooklyn Black for details, because I'm giving specials away for pregame radio listeners. Like I said, I won't be here. But we have Ebony in the building. We have Lady Steelers in the building. Representing the Cash Administration, we have Oli in the building. And we also, as always, have Tasha B here with us tonight as well. What's going on, ladies? How we doing tonight?
Hello?
Yeah, what's going on?
Nothing. What's up? Recovering from that conference call from hell?
Conference call from hell. Look, stuff had to be done, all right?
What's going on, y'all? The conference call from hell.
Yeah, because I was listening to y'all for mad long, waiting for y'all to put me back in. And y'all were just going on and on and on and on.
You know one thing I love about BBM? They got the come on, son, face smiley on it. And I just, because that Lady Steelers number vanished.
No, okay, it vanished when you realize, when you realize after I text you. Look at the time between when I text you and when you responded. A cool 30 minutes passed by.
Hey. I was 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, can you please shine some light on this situation, please?
You can shine as much light as you want to shine on the situation. I'm in front of witnesses that were, like, hearing me go, hello, am I in? Hello? And they're like, what the hell are you on the phone for? And I'm like, I don't know.
It's all good, regardless. So, Oli, what's popping? How you doing? What's going on at the Cash Administration? How was your day?
Man, I'm over here. I'm trying to do like 10 things at once. You know, I can't even lie. I'm on the phone with y'all. I'm also trying to do an email while Twittering and Facebooking that I'm on the show right now. Like, I'm just doing a lot.
But that's what's up. Excuse me. Ab, are you ready to tell us who in the media, who or TV, whoever, are you ready to tell us who need their ass beat? And also, please, if you're on Twitter, join in on the combo. Pound, you need your ass beat. Like I said, I'll be pulling live tweets off of Twitter, reading them on air, giving you guys shout-outs. The chat room is open. I'm going to put the link back up. Ab, please, take it away.
Okay, what's up? Peace to everybody. Free Game Radio. Everybody here tonight, what's good? How y'all doing? All right. This evening, you need your ass beat goes to Reverend Stephen Broden and his anti-abortion group, Life Always. Stephen and his anti-abortion group, Life Always, decided that in coinciding with Black History Month, he was going to put up a billboard in Soho. And the billboard has a picture of a young African girl, and on top of her head it says, the most dangerous place for an African American is in the womb. And the point that his group was trying to make was that he was trying to make the community aware and to just raise public awareness in general about Planned Parenthood's specific targeting of minority neighborhoods. Now, Planned Parenthood responded back with saying that the billboard was offensive and condescending effort and to stigmatize and shame African-American women. Now, federal statistics show that black people make up 13% of the American population, which I do not believe, and account for 36.4% of U.S. abortions. I may agree with the 36.4% about the abortion rate, but for us being 13% of the American population, that's just ridiculous. I guess a lot of us really didn't go out and fill out the census anyway. But he needs his ass beat for even trying to say that a black woman's womb is somehow toxic or poisonous or a threat to life itself. It has nothing to do with Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood doesn't come and pick out people and say, hey, you're pregnant here, we're going to give you an abortion, you come with us. People have a right to make their own personal choice what to do, how to do, and when to do what they need to do with their bodies. So for him to even say that he was trying to raise public awareness is bullshit. People have known about Planned Parenthood for years. This is nothing new. Okay, this is nothing new, but they definitely need their ass beat for putting up that sign. The people who own the building, who I wasn't able to acquire the information, but it's in Soho on 6th Avenue and Watt Street. The person that rented the billboard, I'm sure they rented the space to the group to allow them to put up this billboard. They also need their ass beat. Okay? Anybody that co-signed with this shit needs to ask. But I will say this for my African-American black women or what have you, that don't take offense to certain shit. Sometimes certain things are put into place to get a certain rise or a certain energy out of you for their purposes, not for your own. So this is just some bullshit. You know what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. Your body's your own. Your choice is your own. And what any billboard says should not affect your choice or your decisions that you made up in your mind, period.
Right.
I think I need to interject on this one.
More than one billboard? I had seen it. The first time I had seen this was on Vlad TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it said that, you know, it was on multiple, but it was – a picture, I think it looked like a bus stop or something. Not that it matters because it's a census period.
Mm-hmm.
But does anyone know if it was more than one?
They said this is the first billboard, so they plan to put up other billboards along the same line.
Like I said, I'm sure, like, I got into this discussion on this very topic earlier today, and I'm black myself, and like this can only be rated as my opinion, like point blank period. Pretty much, I feel like as black people, we have like a way of being conveniently sensitive to certain topics that we don't agree with. And while I can understand how it's taken as an insult, it is a situation that does need to be raised. Like, it's something that people do need to be aware with. Maybe they went about it within the wrong way, but at press time, at least it's on people's minds. Because for me, as far as I'm concerned, I've never had an abortion or been pregnant. And if I were to land pregnant, abortion isn't an option for me. However, I have recommended the option to other people. There are a lot of people that abuse abortion, especially within the black community, and they use it as a form of contraceptive. You may not be the person or the African American that they are talking to in that ad or in that billboard. However, you cannot, just because it's not you, you can't turn a blind eye, because that person does exist, and they exist in numbers. That's a big part of the reason why Medicaid no longer covers it, because the process of abortion has been overly abused. And because, like I say, because you may not utilize it, and unfortunately we're in a position where the people that are getting most riled up about it are not the people that are being talked about in the ad, because the people that are being talked about in the ad could care less. They're, you know, going to the doctor and they're taking care of their business on your dollar. But that woman does exist. My mother would have had 13 children if it weren't for abortion. She only ended up with 5. There are a lot of people, and I've witnessed myself, that fuck condoms, fuck contraceptives. Oh, I'm pregnant, I'm going to the chop shop. That's just the way that it happens. You do have a choice. Nobody can take that choice from you. However, there are a lot of irresponsible people that just abuse privileges. And while they may not have taken the best method to go about putting their message out, at least you're talking about it now. And it's not something that's just, you know, oh, I may see it from time to time or whatever. Like, the most important thing is people could call you anything, people could label you as anything, it's what you answer to. If that's not who they're talking to in that ad, then, like, to me, I don't get riled up unless I know that you're talking to me. Because if you're trying to put your ignorance on me, like, it's not going to affect me. That's how I
read
just
that in
see
a book.
Things.
Wow, okay. My bottom line, I'm pretty much whatever, you know, it's your choice, it's, you know, how you do it. But on the flip side, you know, there are irresponsible people. Like, hell, you can walk past one of these clinics and what's in there, mostly black and Latino women. But regardless, you know what I'm saying? The thing about it is, these women got to stop using abortion as a form of birth control. Right.
But you know what?
Now,
I'm sorry. I have to correct you on that. I'm sorry for interrupting. It also has to do with the area that you're in. I mean, right now we're talking about New York City, and you know what I mean? There's not really that many Caucasian people, I should say, or, you know, Caucasian
ain't
race
that many
or whatever.
White people, ain't that many white people out here, okay.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that because, you know, I lived in Seattle before, and, you know, in Seattle it's majority Caucasians, and Planned Parenthood is everywhere. You know what I'm saying? You go into one of their clinics, and it's, you know, I'm the minority. You know what I'm saying? Mind you, I'm not African American, and, you know, it's just, that billboard, I don't even think that you have to be African American to take that offensive, you know, if you were to take it offensive. I think just being a woman, it's offensive, honestly. I think that a lot of things towards women are offensive, and a lot of people don't even, you know, everybody's still, you know, kind of on race, but a lot of it has to do with gender, too, still.
I mean, I lived in Cali, and I've lived in Florida, and I've lived in a group home. The first time I ever heard about abortion and actually understood what it was is when I was in a group home, and the amount of children from age 14 to 20 that the city will send to the abortion clinic is outrageous. There's a lot of other factors that contribute to people getting abortions that will help the numbers rise, and it may just, you know, there are those people that are abusing it, and then there are other situations such as that. You know, like there's an abortion clinic on 3rd Avenue in Sunset Park, which is where they used to send all the girls. And you have to go through like a mob of religious people to even get inside of the clinic. So there's other things, but it happens. A lot of people are not aware, and so because they're not aware, you know, they get upset and they get overly sensitive and you know, they feel like someone's coming after them, but it happens. And then for the ones that are not going to clinics, they're going to these, like, underground places and botching their organs, trying to get rid of these kids.
Wait, dinner? Yeah. What?
Yeah, it's true.
Wow. Is there anyone else that needs their ass beat?
At this time, no.
Oh, I have somebody that needs their ass whipped.
Let's do it. Who needs their ass beat?
Okay. Well, first off, we have the government raising the gas prices because of the uprising in Egypt, even though they have no oil and they have zero to do with anything. But the gas prices, they're using it as an excuse, and people are just feeding into it like they're connected. They have absolutely nothing to do with the other, yet it's happening right in front of our face.
Was it warm down
there? Okay. Definitely. Yeah. Wow. Oli, what do you think about that? That person needs to ask me.
What are you talking about? About the gas prices?
Yes, the government. They need their ass beat.
I mean, not just because of the gas prices, but
of course not. But this is like some blatant shit. Like,
how are the gas prices
raising right now because of what's going on in Egypt?
Yeah.
They don't have nothing there.
But, I mean, honestly, the gas prices, this has been an ongoing problem, not just now, I mean, for years. And honestly, I mean, to be real, I think it's going to continue to be a problem. You know what I'm saying?
Even though they were doing it for years, at least, even though it was bullshit, it could have been explained. This shit can't be explained. This has nothing to do. They're just playing on the public fucking distraction.
Right.
So the government charged their gas prices. Y'all need your ass beat. But I don't drive, so really.
I mean, I don't drive, so I'm just saying. Yeah.
But, you know, I know people that do drive, you know. And when I ask for a ride, they're going to ask me to chip in more money.
It's like gas money, yeah.
You need your ass beat now. Because now you're fucking with my shit. But anyway, call us at 347-857-4302. You guys want to hear some of these, you got your ass beats that people have been putting on Twitter since about Thursday?
Yes, go on.
All right, well, actually, I put one up today, and it kind of caught fire. I put... You pregnant and still smoking? You need your ass beat.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
They call themselves switching to lights. Lights or shorts.
I don't know, yeah. There's a lot of people
who need their ass beat. The state of Michigan needs their ass beat. They just closed down like 50% of the school.
I don't know. I mean, really, we can go in on this. I mean, like, dad be dad.
For Detroit, of all places, Detroit needs the most school. Aren't they always, like, on the first 48 and locked down? Like, they don't need to close schools.
You said Detroit?
Yeah.
Yeah, they go hard out there.
They closed 50% of the schools the state ordered them to, as if they're not in a bad enough state already. It's going to be literally like GTA out there.
Yeah, that's too much. That's too much. Are you guys actually looking at the trending topic right now at all?
No, I'm not. What is it?
No, I was just going down the trending topic. If anybody listening in is on Twitter, they need to go to town. You need your ass beat right now and just go in on it. People are just going heavy. I'm trying to read and see. You still buy fake earrings. You need your ass beat.
Yes.
Let me see here. What else?
That's a catch 22, really? That's a catch 22 because you have costume jewelry. You're not exactly going to invest a certain amount of money in for a pair of freaking chandelier earrings that you may wear a couple of times to go with an outfit. You invest money in everyday earrings, maybe a pair of hoops or studs, but anything other than that, I don't expect it to be, you know, real.
Yeah, I'm gonna read this one up. This one is from Stuck Up Barbie. This is something that a Stuck Up Barbie would say. This is kind of horrible. You in a wheelchair and your shoes dirty. You need your ass beat. That's fucked up. All right, I'm sorry for cursing. But that's messed up now. Hold on.
That's real talk, though.
Yeah, But oh, it's okay. You can cuss here. The FCC ain't got shit on me. wow. But think about it though. You're in the wheelchair and you got those. Like, how is that possible? You're not using your sneakers. actually, Stuck Off Barbie had retweeted that from Miss Brooklyn. She had posted that yesterday.
Oh yeah,
you need
wow.
to ask
said the same thing too.
You
I
need
R
to ask
for the underscore tizzle.
If you keep telling me that you're on Facebook all day long and you're working, yet every time you update, it don't say Facebook for BlackBerry, Android, iPhone, mobile, nothing. That shit is always from the web. You need your ass beat.
You need your ass beat if you guys are working all day.
No,
like,
well, honestly, I could sit here on the PC all day because that's what, well,
see,
when I need to. And literally be sending emails all day, promoting on Facebook, Twitter, all these different networks all day, also doing my other network all day. So I could kind of see
you're
how
working,
someone could.
Okay, yeah, but you're working from where?
Yeah, see, you're working.
You're working from where?
On the PC, on the computer.
At work, at home?
At home, yeah.
Exactly. Bingo. You're working from home. I'm talking about people that swear that they are getting money, that they are on the move, you know, going to Paris, France, Italy, all over the place, New York City, because they swear that they, you know, have all these moves to make, yet
right,
I can never
right.
catch shit. It's always from the fucking web. Not mobile web, not Droid, not iPhone, not BlackBerry, nothing. It's
yeah.
always from the web.
That's
but you're telling me
like
that you on Church in London, no, you need your ass beat.
I got one. Let's see, OG Blade, OG underscore Blade, shout out to him. If you know your Twitter, follow him. He put, if you wearing tights with no ass, you need your ass beat.
Yeah. Well, shit, beat my ass then. I ain't got none. I ain't got no ass.
What about?
You're going to sell out on that one.
I act like I have one, though.
Oh, how about this one? Also from OG Blade. If you fronting like you're getting money and you robbing niggas, you need your ass beat.
No, well, if you're freaking stunting during tax season, which is right now, and all of a sudden you balling out of control, and I'm seeing the pictures with all the money and shit, you need your ass beat. Try to do that off season. At least wait till July.
He took his tax return money and taped it to his shirt. And took a picture.
Okay, he taped it
my
to
God,
his
I'm gonna
shirt.
I'm going to find it and I'm going to put it up. He needs his ass.
No. He needs his ass beat for real, and you do need to put him on blast.
How about
somebody
this?
He said took a picture with his tax money and taped it to his shirt.
Yeah, man. How about
now,
this?
Now, we got one. We got one from Mook Jones. That's MOOKJONEZ. So big shout out to him because he went in on you need your ass beat. And here's what
oh,
it is.
God.
If you got a flip phone, you need your ass beat. Now,
yeah, you do.
I'm gonna give people who have the new BlackBerry a pass.
Okay, thank you.
No, but the new time out.
Because that's a new phone.
Time out, because I'm about to do a blog on this because I'm sick and tired of people shitting on BlackBerry. Okay, I own the Torch. The Torch is not a flip phone; it's a slide phone, and you cannot penalize people because members of BlackBerry Nation just because there are some kids that freaking only know how to use BBM. BlackBerry is a very powerful phone, and it's a very powerful business phone that a lot of corporations and companies still use over iPhone. The closest thing to it right now is Droid. I will give Droid their props. However, iPhone is nowhere near. Yeah, iPhone is nowhere near the capabilities of BlackBerry, and you must also understand. You must also understand the different lines of BlackBerry because you have Pearl, you have Curve, you have Bold, you have Enterprise.
And the style. So if you have the style, like I said, you get a pass on that. You need your ass beat. But shout
yeah.
out to Mook Jones, like I said.
Sick and tired of people playing fucking BlackBerry owners because niggas don't know how to use a BlackBerry properly. If all you know how to do is BBM, you do not know how to use your BlackBerry.
Okay, how about this one? And like I said, people, call us up, 347-857-4302. If you're in the chat room, put it up in the chat room. If you're in the call room, shout out to the call room. My call room is crazy, but I know everybody's waiting for it.
Because they all
want to
Chris me out and shit.
Everybody ready for Trace Baker.
Oh, okay, that's better.
But don't worry, he's on the way. But here we go. If you take up 3 seats on the train and you only pay 1 fare, you need your ass beat.
I mean, but wouldn't the person beating their ass get more of a workout than them?
Y'all are so mean. I can't even be mean like that, though. Like, for real.
I'm just saying.
It's not being mean. I'm being 100. Like, shit, I've been having this rant on Facebook for about a good month.
Yes, you have.
I be on the bus, and the bus be crowded, and there be this big dude, and you see them city buses. Them blue seaters, the spacing in between those, it's real narrow. Like, they expect everyone to be like 5'9 and weigh 185 pounds and shit.
Know what? Another one. Media Takeout or whoever the fuck leaked that photo of Rihanna, they need their ass beat. No pun intended. But they
can
do.
I ask what that was about, though? That was everywhere. What was that about? Everyone saying,
know.
Oh, it was copy or like they photoshopped it or whatever. I mean, I don't get it. Isn't that in the past? Like, why are they bringing that up now?
She got her ass beat.
You know what I'm saying?
I bet you Rihanna got a new album coming out.
Oh, okay, I get it.
Come on, that's only the only time we hear about this motherfucking
right.
drama. Whenever she got an album coming out,
the picture is so
though,
crazy looking.
Even though allegedly they say Chris Brown is broke because his credit card got declined, you know, hey, you might have forgot to transfer money.
Yes, no, if his credit card was declined, it is because he had another one on the way and he had the wrong one in his pocket because that boy got money. They're tripping.
Right, so, but sometimes media take out, they do give us some, you know, some useful shit. You know, I'm sorry, because they have pictures of Keisha Cole naked by all the. So I went to see that shit. I'm sorry. Hey, I'm a guy. I like Keisha Cole. Sorry.
No,
but,
no.
Charlie Sheen needed his ass beat.
Yes, he did.
Charlie Sheen. Apparently, he, according to the porn star, you know, that is in this big controversy with him, he had a no smoking crack 12 hours before taping a show rule.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. I don't know who's smoking crack, period.
I know.
Maybe it's just me, you know. I like this one. This one got sent by MFIR Radio by way of Fiji Water Kells, Fiji Water Kells, Kells. If your mom or pops looks younger than you, you need your ass beat.
Well, maybe because your ass was whooped so much, you're mad stressed and you look mad old. Like, maybe you don't need an ass whooping. Maybe you need to relax.
And also, I got another one I'm going to put on top of this one because as much as I get, I met a fan of it. I was on the phone with Oli yesterday. We're going over some schematics and all that. And straight up, Oli is so goddamn organized. She has everything written down and panned down. She has everything at reference right at hand's reach. So
sometimes it's annoying. I know.
So we're going over some things, and during the whole time, I'm hearing, yeah, that's him. So, you know, the Brooklyn in me, I think, somebody trying to get me. Let me get ready. So I'm like, da-da-da-da, and I'm getting ready to wrap up the call with Oli, and the girl just cuts in front of me. Goes, you're Brooklyn Black. Like, I step back, I square it up. I'm like, Oli, I'll call you back. And I squared up. And she's like, no. You're looking black. Right there again later. I'm like, oh, yeah. She's like, yeah, I listen to this all the time. I download the iTunes when I miss it, yada, yada, yada. So that happened. And stuff like that, that's a real humbling thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hung out with them for a couple minutes. You know, I even have to say, yo, my bad. I was like a swimmer. I thought y'all was trying to get me, you know. But, you know, I took up pictures with them. You know, talk for a little bit. Like, oh, what's going on with something? You know, you gotta listen in.
Oh yeah, you was feeling good.
You know, it wasn't that I was feeling good. It was real humbling. You know
yeah,
what I'm
no,
saying?
I bet. I can't
understand how these real big celebrities they can't take a minute, 30 seconds out of their time to talk to pretty much the person who got them where they at. The fans.
Mm-hmm. It's a different scenario that when it gets to that level, but I feel you.
But listen, but still, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on. There was one time I worked at Palisades Mall. I was working at Stitcher. Shout out to all the OTM homies. OTM Enterprises, of course, you know, is a sponsor of this show. But anyway, working at Stitcher, and I see Chris Rock by himself. No bodyguards, no paparazzi, none of that. But come on, you know it's Chris Rock and up in Brooklyn. We know, you know, we can recognize each other wherever we at. But so I look at Chris Rock, he walks right past my kiosk. And I go, hey, Chris Rock, how you doing? You know, he shoots the hand, like, the talk to the hand thing. You know, his fingers is all crooked and shit, so it should look like he made an S with his fingers. But he just shot that shit up in my face and just kept it moving. I'm like, yo, I'm from Brooklyn too, son. Like, damn, you got to take a second and say, hey, what's up? Like, hell, I even got 30 seconds with Charlie Murphy. Yeah, shout out to Charlie Murphy, man. But, like, yeah, Chris Rock, you could have given me a 30 second, hey, what's up? And I'll say, maybe sign a hat because
y'all
was on.
You know, Team Dark Skin is at war right now. That's why he ain't give you no props.
So, I don't know. That's what it is. I'm sorry, one more. You get your ass beat.
How about this one, Kelsey Grammer?
No,
his wife needs her ass beat.
No, but why? This, you know, what's her? What is her name? Do you guys know the girl's name again?
Camille.
Thank you. That is his second marriage that he didn't do a prenup. His second marriage that he didn't do a prenup.
So
now he's going into another marriage.
Kelsey, you need your ass beat.
Y'all know Kelsey Grammer is like the man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yo,
I don't know.
Kelsey Grammer's an honorary black dude.
Yeah, he is.
Never have I seen a white
dude
be so in tune with the black community. Come on, let's think about it. What do you do? Girlfriends?
Yeah. And other shows, too.
The game. The Game.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I didn't
know
he was behind The Game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be that, you know, he's going into it. You know, truly, you know, wanting to spend the rest of his life with somebody. It could be that. Let's do the positive thinking thing.
But, yo,
but
he,
I'm
he
just
got,
saying,
he got
like, wow.
He wants to protect his net worth. Why?
Right.
Because he has kids and things like that. He has to do that. Like, yes, I understand. Ooh, baby, I love you. I swear everything with you. You're my word. We're not going to get divorced. I don't need a prenup. But that you're worth X amount, millions of dollars. Now saying, and not saying that shorty's a gold digger, but at the end of the day, after her being with you, a person who makes this much money, the woman becomes a person of business.
But you know what? At the end of the day,
a man is a man, and a woman is a woman.
You guys
right,
don't know how
becomes,
to control your dick.
But she becomes business-minded. This is what I'm saying. So then, all previous shit, it starts clicking because now she's going to look, hey, how can I get reimbursed for my shit? How can I get paid? Oh, shit, first thing. Oh, shit, he ain't signed a prenup.
Oh, shit, don't give me a reason to want to take half. Eddie Murphy did Raw how many years before he was ever married? Did a whole segment, classic segment, on half, and he still got caught in the trap after the fact. He understood what it was and still got caught up. More than once. At the end of the day, you're a man and you have a dick, and you guys do not know how to control your dick. And so you get what's coming to you.
But see, that's why a man, especially who makes money, you say, handle
that's why Brooklyn Black, when you get the snapper, you too will pass up on a prenup. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Move out of your rabbit ass mouth.
When you get the snapper.
Yo, my net worth is $15. Best believe I'm getting a prenup. My net worth is $15. All right? I'm getting a fucking prenup. Like, you know what I'm saying? Not because, you know, I'm assuming she's going after my money, but I got to protect what I'm going to get. I need to protect that. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm sorry, you know.
But this is the thing. You could get a prenup. You could say you're going to get a prenup. At the end of the day, a prenup is still going to be an agreement between the two of you that both of you agree to. So, yeah,
right,
we could get a prenup. And you're,
but
the thing is, your prenup could end up working out better for me than it works out for you. So we could get all the prenups in the world that you want. It comes down to what we decide on.
You get what you brought in, and I get what I have. You get what you
but
want in.
But see, that's where you get it twisted. That's where you get it
and
twisted. Because you want to know why?
You
no, that's where you get it twisted. You want to know why? Because they're clauses. People that get prenups do not get them, and it's never as black and white as, oh, you get what you came in here with. Even if they did attempt to make it that way, yes, you can make it that way, but you get a good enough lawyer, it's going to be revised because at the end of the day, a marriage itself is a contract. And what happens is the only reason why prenups are in effect is because they're supposed to be insurance. That, yes, you love me, I love you, I make X amount of money, or you do, or you may not. If I fuck up, I get X amount of dollars. If you fuck up, you get X amount of dollars. And even if that's just not the way it is, and we decide, oh, when I leave, I'm leaving with this, and I happen to have a kid, well, you know what, guess what, I still am entitled to this. Prenup or no prenup, even if I say I'm leaving with X, Y, and Z, you know, you still got me accustomed to a certain amount of lifestyle. You still can get me alimony, and that, at the end of the day, there's a way around it.
And that's what I'm talking about. And ladies and gentlemen, before we come back, because I just checked.
Yeah,
the,
we spent like
camera,
an hour. Yeah.
And Chris Baker is in the building. He's on the way up. So before he gets here, and we brought him to the arena as a Chase Baker, he's about money takeover. Before we get started on that, so please call us up 347-857-4302. I'm just gonna let all the haters know that no matter what you say, what you do, what you post on Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, Black Planet, Mehente, Asian Avenue, Pool Bar, I don't give a shit. Whatever you post, whatever you say, you can't stop me. You can't fuck with me. Alright? And you know who else you can't fuck with? You can't fuck with Cashmere. And that's what we get into right now, pregame radio, and we'll be back in a minute.
Cashmere, 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 cash cash. Get busy, get busy. Get busy, get busy. Y'all can't fuck with cash man. Cash man, cash man, cash man, cash man. It's hip hop next generation. I throw rappers in a pot like bacon. Mix them up with some grits and cheese. Say my grace, get my fork, eat them up with ease. I'm something different, prolific. I guarantee they don't kick it like I kick it. Cause I live it, they just spit it. And when they spitting, I done did it. I really got to bring hip hop going. Not just to New York, all over. Ask me for help, I'ma give them the cold shoulder. Huh, you dudes need a fall. I'm on another level, I'm about to beat the devil. Bury him in his grave and let him keep the shovel. None of y'all ain't nothing to me. I'm the new hip hop, what you fucking with me? Y'all can't fuck with Cashmere, 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 Cashmere. Y'all can't fuck with Cashmere, 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 Cashmere. Get busy, get busy. Get busy, get busy. Y'all can't fuck with Cashmere, 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 Cashmere.
It's your girl, Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy, Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
Yes, we are live back in the building. We are live back in the building. Pregame radio. That was Y'all Can't Fuck With Cashmere. Cashmere's debut album, Take Me Away, is on sale right now on iTunes. Listen, if y'all don't go shopping on the internet, this is the one thing, and you can quote me on it. The one thing you can take your little PayPal card or your Rush card. Oh, if you're going out to eat to a fancy restaurant paying with a Rush card, you need your ass beat. But straight up, please go get that album. Take Me Away. The shit is fire. That's all I'm saying right now. But without further ado, we've got the one, the only, Chase Baker in the building with us tonight. Let's see, we got him in the room. Chase, what's good, man?
Hey, what's good, Black? You know, I'm real excited, man. Best shape of my life. Let's do it.
I've been seeing Twitter all day, and I just, like, I've never gotten so many mentions in one day. Until I said Chase Baker was coming through.
And yeah, that's love, man.
Because this is Brooklyn right here. Bed-Stuy, LG in the motherfucking place. But
yep.
Not only is he Brooklyn's own, he is intercontinental. And if you don't know what that means, you need your ass beat. But I will tell you. Intercontinental means different continents. Okay, for those who don't know, there are 7 continents on the planet Earth. The homie here, he's been to Australia, played ball, and been back, all right? So please respect this man's ground, respect his hustle, because he could have been doing anything else in the world. Because, you know what I'm saying, he's not like some of these other artists, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to disrespect or none of that. So don't take it as because you already know we don't do that pregame radio with people. Bullshit here. Not yet, pregame radio. That's just for the first people who do that need to ask me. But this brother's he's college educated, you know what I'm saying? And it was at a point where people thought he wouldn't be due from where he was from. But he's college educated, been all different places around the world, you know what I'm saying? And he's back and he's here, you know, artist bringing you that crack, that fire, that hip hop that I'm going to share with you guys in a little bit. So, Chase, I gotta give a big shout out to you because you could have been doing anything. You could have been head of a company right now. You know, you could have been Dr. Chase Baker or Chase Baker PhD, but you became Chase Baker the artist. What made you make that decision?
Well, you know, like like any other kid that's growing up in Brooklyn or any borough or tough hood in the world, I had my fair share of the streets and I did my thing. And, you know, I came to a decision that that wasn't for me no more. I started seeing my friends get killed and a lot of people getting locked up, and it's not really that many chances. So, you know, with through the help of, you know, a lot of people that was supporting me because I can play ball, I was given the opportunity to go away to school outside of New York, and the rest was history. Went to college in the Hamptons, and then after I graduated college, I went overseas. So, you know, it was throughout the help and from I had in my neighborhood, like, because nobody didn't come get me and say, we want you to go to college for free because you were a good student. They came and got me because I was talented in basketball. So, you know, I came to a point where I was like, enough is enough. You know, that street life ain't for me no more. I want something better. I want to see the world. So, you know, it wasn't easy, but I had to, you know, bounce back and get up out that, you know, that kind of life and take on something better. But it's a lot of people that really can't do that. A lot of people that's in my hood or in any hood you might know that might be talented in something, but they stuck because, you know, they probably don't have the means to get out of that environment, or they probably don't have the support system. So I was lucky enough to do that, and I played ball 8 seasons in Australia, and there's only 2 Americans to each team, and I was one of them for the last 8 seasons. So, you know, that's pretty big for me because, you know, every year I basically played with a different American. It's not like I was able to have, you know, any one of the 12 spots. It was only 1 out of 2. So, you know, I had to work hard and keep my spot. And, you know, I got so many good things out of basketball. Like you said, I saw the world. And all of the fans that I had from basketball and people that was riding with me because, you know, I'd done well in sports, they now riding with me with the music. So it's real big over there. Shout out to my Too Much Variety Records family. You know, it's me and 4-3 other artists on the label and 4 or 5 managers. And I'm the only one that's from America. The rest of them are Australian. So they over there making noise on that side of the world. And we're going to all meet up soon. And it's going to be a beautiful thing.
That's what's up. So please let the people know, who are some of your, like, influences? Like, who did you listen to that made you decide, yeah, you want to write? This is what you wanted to do.
Well, you know, I'm from Brooklyn. So it's always Jay, Big, Fab, Maino, you know, and I'm also influenced by a lot of artists like, you know, Raekwon, Joe Buttons, and, you know, Lupe, T.I. Like, in my music, it's a lot of, you know, different kind of styles because I'm influenced by different artists. So, you know, you could, you know, pretty much, like, narrow it down to, you know, anybody that's, you know, making noise or have made noise at a particular time. Like, I love a lot of Pac, you know, I love, you know, a lot of Wale, and, you know, I'm just a fan of music, man. I love everything from B.O.B. I like, you know, pop music as well. So, you know, I'm fortunate enough to be in a lane where, you know, I'm influenced by a lot of different avenues, and I can relate that to my music. But primarily, it's Big J, Pac. You know, just like any other rapper, you know, you like the greats, you know what I mean? So
right now in your car stereo, who are you bumping right now?
I'm Rick Ross. I'm bumping a lot of Rosé, that Maybach music, you know what I mean? And I got a stash of Jay and a lot of Big as well too, you know what I mean? But I listen to a lot of mixtapes with a mixture of different people. So, you know, I'm listening to Lloyd Banks, I'm listening to 50, listening to Murder Mook, you know, Fab. So, a lot of Weezy too. So,
now what's your thoughts on this, the hip hop coming out now, the hip hop that's supposed to be the best of the best? Hip hop, you know, the stuff that they're pushing mainstream now as, you know, the top shit.
Well, yeah. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I think you know, hip hop, the title of hip hop, in my opinion, has changed a lot because it's like it's influenced by a lot of pop music, and, you know, traditionally hip hop wasn't like a R&B singer or a pop hook or something like that. It was just, you know, just one style, just a rapper and just singing on the hooks. But now you got a lot of, you know, collaborations with R&B artists, and you got a lot of, you know, pop sounding beats that hip hop is going towards these days. And I think it's just hip hop is something that's going to evolve. Like it might change from this. It's definitely not what it used to be back in the days, and a lot of have to be that lyrically talented to sell records. You know what I mean? Like a lot of hip hop is, you know, mainly influenced by, you know, maybe a dance or. So it's the umbrella is too broad to what I think hip hop is. Like you can't narrow it down. There's so many ideas, there's so many talented people, there's so much, you know, under the umbrella of hip hop that, you know, it's in a different lane right now. But it is a lot different from when KRS and Public Enemy and, you know, early Big and Wu-Tang and those guys really had it. But, you know, Big Daddy Kane and things like that. But, you know, now because, you know, now it's cool for, you know, rappers to harmonize over the hooks or have an R&B person collaborate with you. So it's just changed. But, you know, it is what it is.
All right, no doubt. We got Chase Baker in the building, people. Come on. Is Chase Baker internationally known? You know what I'm saying? You can pretty much say he's the intercontinental champ of rap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because he's doing his thing, and he's pretty much, you know, underground, so he gives it that funky, that raw, you know what I mean? That's what he brings. Now, let me ask you, but also you got to take into account he is a rare type of artist, because I'm going to throw some names out there. Shaquille O'Neal, Kobe Bryant, Allen Iverson. Try to make that transition to Deion Sanders from being an athlete to an artist, and all have respectively locked in their shit was whack. I'm not even going to go into Chris Webber, because he's there just coming to me as I go along. But Chase Baker, he made that transition from playing pro ball. By the way, have you won any championships, been to the playoffs over in Australia?
Nah, I've been to the playoffs, but I haven't won a chip. You know what I mean? Like, unfortunately, you know, we fell short. But, you know, I got a lot of individual awards that I won over there. But not the chip. But, you know, I played my heart out. I left everything on the court. And just for the fact that I've been out there for the last 8 seasons or so, it says a lot. Like, every year, you know, enough to be one of those for 8 seasons. So that's a long time, you know what I mean, like as far as the lifespan of a international player. And I'm only 6 feet tall. So, you know, they usually invest in the big guys. So I went out there with my Brooklyn attitude, my mind right, and, you know, with that no back down attitude, and I was putting that work in, you know what I mean? And I had to conduct myself in a certain way off the court as well. Like, I got a lot of young fans out there that I taught how to play basketball, did clinics, kids that look up to me. And like you said, you know, with that transition from the basketball player to the artist, you know, I had to make them believe, because everybody know my story. Everybody know I was in the streets and I did my thing, and I was fortunate enough to bounce back. But, you know, a lot of basketball players that tried to rap don't really have that edge, and it's not really believable. So, you know, I was able to make them believe that, you know, this is me, this is real life, you know, it is what it is. I did my thing. I got a lot of regrets, but I can't take them back. And I was one of the ones that was fortunate enough to get a chance to win, you know what I mean? Like you said, I got a college degree. And I went overseas. I've been to so many countries and had my influence in those countries. And now I'm bringing it back to Brooklyn or bringing it back to New York. And I've only been an artist in America since this May. The last time I came home before May was in 2008, 2009. And I didn't do no shows. I didn't do no music. I didn't do no open mics. I didn't record. So from this May until now, I've been an artist in America. So the buzz that I got in this short amount of time, not even a year, it's been tremendous. Like, I got a lot of people backing me. You know what I mean? Mr. Terrence, CEO of Be About Money Entertainment. I got my whole Too Much Variety family. I got my immediate family. I don't do this enough, but I want to shout out to my immediate family, my moms, my sisters, my girlfriend, Erica. They all got my back. They supporting me. They ride with me. They getting me to events. And without them, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. So I got a great support system. Like, you see, the Twitter is heavy. The networking is there. And every time I step on stage, I go hard to try to, solidify my spot and get closer. To get closer to that goal, you know what I mean? So I'm going to be a household name real soon, and I got a lot to be thankful for. So, and you see me on stage, you see me lay something down or anything, you're going to be able to see and feel it in the music, you know what I mean?
I believe we got somebody that wants to ask Chase Baker a question, that wants to talk to Chase Baker. By the way, you are pre-getting ready with Brooklyn Black. We got Odie in the building. Lady Steel is here, of course. We got Jada Tech guy in the building. You guys are all live. And, of course, we have our featured guest of the night, Chase Baker. We're about to throw him in the arena, but before we do that, we're going to take this caller. Sport Digits is 3955. Let us know how you're feeling, where you from, and what you got to say to Chase Baker, all right? You live on pregame radio. Wait, give me a second. You live on pregame radio. What's good?
Hey, hello.
Hello.
Hi, I just want to give a shout out to Chase Baker and tell him that I'm So Brooklyn is my favorite song.
Okay, who's this and where you calling from?
I'm calling from Brooklyn. I'm his number one fan.
Yeah, Brooklyn's in the house. Okay. Number one fan. So I guess you want to give any shout outs, anything before we get into a track from Chase Baker? You want to ask him a question, anything?
Well, I kind of follow him quite a bit, so there's not really much I really want to ask. I just, wish him luck, and he's a hardworking dude, and he's real humble, and, he's going to do great things. Everybody needs to look out for him because he's coming.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's love.
That's,
and I recognize that voice.
That's what it is. Thanks a lot for calling.
Okay, you're welcome. Good night.
Have a good one.
You know what, Brooklyn Black?
What's up?
What's up? Chase Baker, hi. What's up? This is Oli. I want to just chime in real quick. But
hello.
I want to ask you a question. So, we're doing everything that you're doing and everything. What is your music about?
My music is about a variety of things. I got the struggles. I got the streets. I got real life issues. I got songs about love. I got songs about inspiration. I got songs about, I got a real good song, I wrote for all the sons in the world that, talking to their mothers. Like, the first verse is from a son that's locked up. The second verse is from a son that's away in the war. And the third verse is from kids like me that's away from their parents that, they just telling their mom, sit tight, it's going to be okay. So I got a good feel of everything, a mixture of everything. I got this stuff for the kids. I got, I want to be one of those rappers that's versatile. Like right now, I currently travel with a CD with 40 songs on it. So when I walk into a venue, I could get a feel of the place and see what I would like to do and have something that relates to that crowd. Like, if it's all ladies, if it's thugs in the building, if it's a mixture of upscale, like older class group, like, I got a little bit of everything for everybody.
Right. That's
what's up. That's what's up. That's what it is. Matter of fact, just for your number one fan, I'm going to get into I'm So Brooklyn because, I'm Brooklyn Black, so I gotta rock that.
Yeah.
I got to rock that. So right now we're going to speak in the arena to see if he got what it takes to be pregame approved. We're going to get more into his head and see if he knows anyone that needs their ass beat. You know what I'm saying? But if you rock with pregame radio, call us up 347-857-4302. Here we go, Chase Baker. I'm So Brooklyn, and we'll be right back.
TMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to fit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blue path, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while, it's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile, and my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would, and the ones who said I couldn't do it wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad, trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags, but I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came about the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even doing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
Yeah, you already know, that was Chase Baker, I'm So Brooklyn, man. That track all the time, it always gets me, you know, ready to, you know, like, I want to make more freestyle on a beat, even though I suck, but, you know, sometimes I get it and I do my little, you know, big ticket type shit, but, that was from our future artist tonight, Chase Baker. We got him in the building. Man, I'm So Brooklyn, man. That song, man, that makes me, makes me proud to be from Brooklyn, Chase.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's what I was feeling, man. When I wrote that song, I wrote it when I was overseas, and I just wanted to write an anthem for my hood, man. Cause like I don't care what part of the world you go to, it's always somebody in the house from Brooklyn, and I ain't want to forget. So I wanted to have an anthem. I wanted to have my own little anthem that I made for my hood. You know, just as appreciation to show that I ain't never forgetting where I come from, man. It's the best place in the world to me, you know what I mean? I've been a lot of places, and ain't nothing beats Brooklyn.
Nothing beats Brooklyn. But, of course, like I said, it ain't up to me. You know, it's not just up to me. It's up to the panel. It's up to my co-host, you know, but I'm going to do it a little differently today. because this is Chase Baker. I'm going to let a caller give me their first vote. And this caller will stay on the panel so this person, this fan, can say they helped make Chase Baker pregame approved. And let me tell you guys what pregame approved is. If there's a majority that, you know, we all like all the songs from Chase Baker that I had to play, he becomes pregame approved. And what that gives him is a spot on the soon-to-be-made pregame radio double mixtape. Now, but that's not all. That also puts him in the running to be pregame artist of the year. Now, if they're pregame artist of the year, if Chase Baker becomes pregame artist of the year, which would be voted by the fans, because, as always, pregame is for the people. I just push the buttons.
Yeah.
So if they're pregame artist of the year, so if you become pregame artist of the year, Chase, you would get 4 slots on the pregame radio mixtape.
Wow, that's big. That's big.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. So this lucky caller, which is our guest judge for the night, your last 4 digits are 0031. All right? So I hope you're ready. Take a deep breath. 0031, you are live on pregame radio. Give me 1 second, people. As always, you guys, for those who don't know, it's always a problem with me and Block Talk Radio with these switchboard thingies. But 0031, you are coming in the building in 1 second. But damn, whew, Chase Baker, man, some shit. Okay, but anyway, 0031, you are live on pregame radio. Who are you and where are you calling from?
What's good, Brooklyn Brats? This is Marla from New Jersey.
What's up, Marla from New Jersey? How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
All right, so you heard what I said. So now you are our special guest judge.
Okay.
You're rocking with us for the duration of the show, telling us what you think on the Chase Baker tracks. And if your vote counts towards it, that will help him make him pregame approved. And so on and so forth. So you ready?
Yes.
All right, so tell me, what did you think of I'm So Brooklyn, even though you're from Jersey?
I love I'm So Brooklyn. That's one of my favorite songs from Chase Baker, actually.
That's one of your faves?
Yes,
right,
I love
so
New York. I love Brooklyn. So that's my vote.
That's what's up. And see, I'm Brooklyn Black, so that means you love me too, right?
Yes.
That's what's up. That's, you know, Brooklyn Black loves everybody, man. So that's what it is. So we got, that's 2 thumbs up there because I already gave my thumbs up. Let's see. Jada Tech Guy, what did you think on I'm So Brooklyn? Part of my ringtone. Part of my ringtone, but let's see what Jada Tech Guy, he has to say about this. For those who don't know, he's Jada Tech Guy because he's Mr. Fix It. And when I have these beefs with Block Talk, he goes and he yells at them and all that. He makes the hate emails and all that, and then they fix it for like a week, and then he has to do another one. But it's all good. Let's see if I can get him in here, though. Like, he's going to have to do another email. Damn, they don't want us to know if they like Chase Baker or not. Like, damn, that's a setup.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can get Oli back in here and see what she says. And then I'll just jump back to Jada Tech Guy. But shout out to everybody who helps pregame radio. Like, I say it all the time, but this shit just turned from a hobby to something I want to do to kill time. And now it's this big, crazy thing. You know what I'm saying? So I just, you know, I'm real appreciative, real humble. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think the only person humbler than me will be Chase Baker.
Yes, sir. Yes,
but,
sir.
But I'm real humble, you know, so it's all well and good. But Jay the Tech Guy, I'm sorry, not Jay the Tech Guy. Ollie, you're live. What did you think of I'm So Brooklyn?
I listened to it. Honestly, I wish I could listen to it again just to, you know what I'm saying, really get into the lyrics and everything. But what I did want to ask was, you said that he was overseas when he wrote it. Tell everybody where you were.
I was playing basketball and doing music in Australia. So shout out to all my peoples down in Melbourne, Victoria, Sydney,
shout out to
Brisbane,
Australia,
Perth, all the cities that show me love down there. I feel like I'm from
shout
there.
Shout out to me and Chase Baker's mutual friend out there in Australia.
Yep.
You know who she is, and I know she's tuned in. So shout out to you, sweetie.
Yeah, like I feel like I'm from there. The people accepted me, and Australia is a beautiful place. And Chase Baker, the artist, was actually born in Australia because I was doing music there before I even came home. I got ready there. I did artist development. I did shows. The people accepted me, and I got my confidence up. And now I'm back in the streets cooking it up. And
why?
Letting them know.
What? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, you can go ahead with your question.
No, I'm just saying, like why? Like, what inspired you to all of a sudden be like, you know what? Like, I'm going in. You know what I'm saying?
Wait,
like,
but before he answers that, hold on. Because I see Ollie's ready. Like, y'all should see her, people. She bouncing up and down. She ready to get at him. Like,
no,
she,
I'm
she
into it. I want, you know,
she,
just for like everybody else that's listening in too. You know, I know they want
to
know.
Like, she's good to go. And shout out to whoever is texting me on, my next phone on the pregame radio hotline. Big shout out to you. That matter of fact, that's Nelly. That's Miss New Shoes. Shout out to Miss New Shoes, MFIR Radio. And we gotta get into what Chase Baker's into at MFIR Radio too at the same time in a little bit. But Jay the Tech Guy, what did you think of I'm So Brooklyn being a Bronx cat that you are?
Well, I was feeling it. As you know, I was actually born in Brooklyn. I don't like to admit to it, but I'll admit to that tonight.
You know what I'm saying?
As a Bronx cat, I was still feeling it. You know what I'm saying? The track was all right. You know, everything was tight. The hook was good.
Come on,
you know what I'm saying?
And
he's representing where he's from.
Why you don't like to admit you from Brooklyn, though?
Huh?
Why you don't like to admit you from Brooklyn, though?
Because I was raised out here in the Bronx, you know.
But you were born in Brooklyn, though. You can't. Why you can't admit to that? Why you don't like admitting to it?
Nah, because I'm Bronx all day, every day. You know that.
Lady Steele, what did you think? One, what did you think of on I'm So Brooklyn? And what are you thinking on Jay the Tech Guy's words right now?
First off, I'm So Brooklyn, it was cool. You know I love Brooklyn, so I'm down for anything that is out of here that sounds good. So thumbs up. As far as his words, he don't even believe that. He got to come on Sun himself for that. People that are not from Brooklyn try to rep Brooklyn, so I don't know where he gets, you know, that from. The Bronx is like Rat City, and you should be happy to even have a way to claim Brooklyn.
So somebody put on Twitter at Dark Ichigo, DarkIchigo, pound, you need your ass beat. You need to rep Brooklyn. So,
yes,
yeah.
He does.
Nah,
let's get that going on Twitter. But we got
my
another caller.
From
somebody
Brooklyn.
Else I want to talk to.
That don't make me from Brooklyn.
I want to talk to Chase Baker. Oh, my man, God. Yo, Chase Baker, what is it? Yeah, man, like, this guy's swag level just is crazy. Like, I don't know what to even say about it, but let's get into this caller real quick. Your last four digits is 0656, and for this one, I think it is anybody sit tight, hold on to something, because it's about to go down. For 0656, how you doing? You're live on pregame. Wait, hold on 1 second. Yo, damn this report. Yo, Tech Guy, get ready to write that email, man. Because, yeah, they're really messing up my stuff here. And I'm trying not to, like, cuss them out and all that.
I got you.
Hold on.
Hello?
Let's see. We got it. Do we have it? Hold on. So far, all the tracks are, so far the first track is Cross the Board is hot. We got to get into the next one in a second. As soon as I get this one call on there, because I don't want to get cussed out, and I want to put on punishment where I ask for something and she takes forever to hit
the track.
Yeah,
you damn straight.
But, yo, 656, you're on the air.
You damn straight. Oh, my God. I heard Chase Baker was in the building. Chase Baker? I need him. Where is he? Oh, my God, Chase Baker. Are you in the building, Chase Baker? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm in the building.
Where's Chase Baker? Oh, my God. Hi, Chase Baker.
Hello. Who am I speaking with?
I want to have your baby. Oh, my gosh.
This is set up.
Oh, he stopped. What's good, people? It's your girl, Miss Brooklyn. Chase Baker was popping, baby.
Ain't nothing, man. Same old thing. What's good, Miss Brooklyn?
I'm good. How are you? Tonight, I'm a fan. Hey, pregame radio. What's popping, lady? Still, Ebb, baby.
What's up, Miss Brooklyn?
What's popping? Nothing. Yeah, I had to call in. Like, I know I'm late. I apologize. Crazy. I'm sorry, but y'all, tonight I'm a fan, and I'm here for my boy Chase Baker, baby.
Oh, that's what's up, I think it's going to get that crazy tonight. I really believe it's going to get that crazy tonight. Listeners who are tuned in via PC, at 1 o'clock on the dot, your connection to the show will be cut, so I do advise you call us up, 347-857-4302. This show may get extended. This call room is crazy. The chat room is crazy.
Don't forget Miss Brooklyn just
right
came
now.
Through and
oh my
up.
God, Chase Baker, you doing all of that?
Yeah, man, I'm trying, man.
You doing all that? So, I mean, you know, I have a couple of questions. First things first, are they treating you good, Bo? Like, we got to make sure. Come on now.
Yeah, pregame, they treating me real good, man.
Oh my
gosh,
yo.
Good.
My dude Chase Baker eating off of pregame right now. That's what's up, though. I'm loving it.
You know what else I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
Brooklyn, I'm going to make you our second honorary judge because
you're going to make me do what?
We'll make you another honorary judge. So, Miss Brooklyn's rocking with us.
A judge on what?
If you can make Chase Baker pregame approved or not.
Oh, my gosh. That's not fair because guess what? He's approved. He's approved because I say he is, and you better make him approved because I say he is. Come on now. Let me tell you something.
Whoa, hold on a second.
Good
you
looking,
Miss
Brooklyn.
Pregame radio is never
Yo,
just up to me.
If you don't know
you
who
don't
Chase Baker is, I'm going
to
need everybody to go Google him and find out.
Hold
like,
on.
Seriously?
Like I said, it's up to the people.
Do it.
I,
Google him.
Hold on. If you're moving something and you got the phone on speaker, you're moving shit around, pound, you need your ass beat because you're calling.
Oh, that's not me, honey.
Not me.
That's not me, honey.
Now say stop moving shit. Sit the fuck down. It's pregame radio. You should be sitting down with a drink
wow.
in
your hand. Oh my gosh.
Pam, you need your ass beat. And also, like I said, Ms. Brooklyn, thank you for blowing up this fucking trending topic. To this day, it is still going.
God, like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. So I'm gonna say this: if you don't know who Chase Baker is, Pam, you need your ass beat. Seriously, you need that ass whooped. You got to get it handed to you. Chase Baker, you know, the other day on MFIR Radio, the question was put out there for Battle Me Fridays. Who was the most anticipated artist? And everyone, the first name that came out of their mouth was Chase Baker. Now, what is it that you do? Well, I shouldn't even ask this question because we know firsthand. But why? We want to know why, and how does that make you feel? Like, yo, seriously, you were the first name that came out of everyone's mouth. The most anticipated person people
yeah,
are waiting
say,
to see in
say,
this 12-week
I
battle is
Chase
you.
Wow. That's real. Like, that's an honor for me, man. It just makes me feel good that whatever I laid down and whatever I did on the show is stuck in people's heads and they, you know, they recognizing the product and they giving me the props for it. And I don't really just throw anything out there. I take my time consciously to think about what I'm going to put out there, and I'm putting out a good product, and it feels good to know the people appreciate that. And I'm ready for it. I'm ready for that 12-week thing. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to light it up. You know what I mean?
That's
with
crazy.
With that Brooklyn attitude, you know what I mean? That no back down. There's no back down in Brooklyn, you know what I mean?
I mean, it's apparent because you did a showcase, and, you know, we had the pleasure of having Mooks on the show, and you called up, and he off the bat knew who you were, and he told you that he wanted to talk to you. Like, out of everybody else that called up, you stuck in his mind, not only because he seen you at the showcase and he told you he wanted to talk to you at the showcase, but you called up the show and he wanted to talk to you again. So tell us about that, how that made you feel. Like, I want to know. Like, honestly,
yeah,
you have to feel some type
of
way.
Before he answers that, because, Ms. Brooklyn, I can't let you just, you know, throw me in the bathroom and take over the show like you
I'm
always
I'm not.
Do.
I told you I'm a fan tonight. Those were my two questions,
I know.
I'm done. Oh, my God, Chase Baker, tell him let me ask you the question.
Wait, I want to answer that.
Yeah,
hold
please.
On, before you answer that, though, I want to get into the next track. Is that too much to ask?
No. Me and Lady still want Chase Baker to sign our boobies. You put Chase on the right one, Baker on the left one. Or either way you want to do it, it doesn't matter to us. We just want you to sign it. They're big enough, right, Lady Steele? Like, we got big enough boobies. Let him sign it. Come on, Chase on one, Bake on the other one.
Team no hands.
Team no hands, baby.
Two boobies,
let me
Yo, Lady Steele, you know what? I can't be around her because she just makes me act up. I can't be around her. She's too much.
I don't believe it.
You're too much by yourself.
Can we get to the track so we could all dance and then he answer the question? Because I want to know. I want to know where he's at right now with that and how he's feeling about that.
Why are you rushing me right now, miss?
I'm sorry.
But you know what? This is what I'm going to get into. Because this is how I'm feeling. And this is how I am. I'm Nice. You're going to get into I'm Nice by Chase Baker.
Yeah.
And also...
Yeah.
Before we get into that, I'm going to let y'all guys know I may play that a little later, but Keywan and the City Lunatics, y'all already know with Nelly, Murphy Lee, and all them. Shout out to them. They about to perform on stage. But they made Pregame Radio in charge of their side-to-side dance contest. If you can make a dance to this song, the best one will be decided by the people, will be the official dance of the song and you in the video. So that's what it is. So stay tuned. We're going to put all the official rules up. You know, there's legal stuff and all of that. But Pregame Radio administrators, vice presidents, all you guys are eligible. You can make a dance up if you feel like it. I'm actually looking forward to Lady Steele trying to make a dance to this. and we'll probably get into that later. But here we go. I'm Nice by Chase Baker. And we'll be right back on Pregame Radio. And
yay.
We got Miss Brooklyn in the building. I got no more. That's it. I'm done. We'll be right back. Hey, keep going on. Don't worry, I got this.
This might be a surprise to a lot of you folks, but I've been had it. It's not the time, but I told you so's. I had this gift ever since Sullivan Smith. Needed help to get to the top, Mike gave me a lift. Kept it a secret, cause I ain't know where I was. Did it for fun, till I started creating the buzz. Bust a few hammers, did time in the slammer. I lost a lot of good peoples, including my grandma. Everyday struggles with plenty of drug deals. I was running the gun until Mike sent me to Gill. Giving the full ride, cause I could handle the pills. A little smart with the jump shot, sealed the deal. Went to Lundberg Prep, Carolinas was real. Stuck it out, cause I figured school meant I wouldn't get killed. Few niggas I ain't like, but it really was nothing. Every day 3-deep, me, Reg, and Joe Buttons. We didn't intend to lose touch and we went on our separate ways. Better to be the same love if I saw him today. Shh, listen up, I got something to say. Stand back, motherfuckers, cause I'm on my way. Couldn't have made it without the help I had along the way. The haters are mad cause I'm still standing today. Yeah, motherfuckers, you got it, I'm still standing. And it's
there's no way to prepare for the shit that I'm planning.
Yeah, nigga, I'm nice. Yeah, nigga, I'm nice. Try to tell y'all, man. Yeah, nigga, I'm nice. Yeah, nigga, I'm nice. The MSG got money on big names, wasn't meant to be. I got a new hustle, I'm just getting started. Seeking me is the definition of being retarded. For the fame, put your name next to the daily departed. And your man Frank Palmer sent you the body he guarded. Better chill, you wanna see your kids get older. The street sweeper, brush more than the dirt off your shoulders. I'm spitting a visual on how I used to do it. I'm chilling, but niggas want me to go right back to it. It won't be nothing new, cause I already been through it. We don't run from the beef and get the guns to pursue it. So throw up the white flags while you still got time. If you not with us, you behind enemy lines. It's BAM, nigga, we live in these lines. Taking the game over one bar at a time. Through waiting, I'm on the verge of putting a gun in my palm. Step to who I got a strong arm for me to get on. Got my finger on the button, you flex. I drop bombs, I'm from LG and Norm, and we packing them napalm. Yeah, nigga, I'm nice. Yeah, pay attention. Yeah, nigga, I'm nice. Yeah, nigga, I'm nice. Yeah, nigga, I'm nice.
I'm a son of a gun, I name the guns after my sons. Four niggas shit on me, my youngins and give them the runs. Beef on in one palm, clutching the K-Sean. Niggas thinking it's sweet, I'ma empty the marquee stack. Say you lose if you from the hood and you black. I'm good with my hands cause I fought to get where I'm at. On a whole nother level, looking down on these clowns. Got guard banging the roof, telling me keep the noise down. Pound for pound, around for round. Not Billy D, but the Colt 45 will settle them down. Get hit with the rock river and dumped in the river. Cause the Jews match the heart that I move with a shit. And I can't be compared cause I'm hot and way better. Like June with a sweater, niggas is warm like Mayweather. On my jig shit, pretty boy like Mayweather. And I bash haters up with the jab like Mayweather. Let's cut the small talk cause we gon' rumble or what. You cocky up in the booth with the pump will humble you up. My niggas don't give a fuck how much crack you sold, how many guns you hold, whether you young or old. For the cheddar you can resemble the cheese with the hoes. Few feet away but the pound still touching your nose. Get 50 in your gym and then party with your hoes. They know not to hesitate with bigger so anything.
Yeah, nigga, I'm nice. How many times I'm gonna say it, man? Yeah, nigga, I'm nice. Flow gonna bring the cars, the jewelry. Yeah, nigga, I'm nice.
Who that? Chase Baker. Yeah. Talk about he nice. Nigga, ain't that the same? Ain't that ATM? I think that's, yeah, that's the nigga used to play ball. All these ballers want to be rappers now. Nigga, you ain't nice, nigga. If you nice, my grandmoms is nice. Chase Baker. Pfft. He ain't chasing nothing but them rainbows. Everybody he think is even best that he nice. You ain't nice, nigga. Best I do or die. It should be best I do not try, cause you whack.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Chase Baker, and every Friday night I'm locked in with Brooklyn Black and Tasha B on pregame radio. Feel me.
That was Chase Baker, I'm nice. Yo, wow. And as everyone knows, I never preview the tracks before I play them. But the feature artists, they send me the tracks out, I just upload them, play them. Like, the only one that I knew of was I'm So Brooklyn. Why? And that's because MFR Radio, I love those guys over there. When I come through, they always show me love. They, we work together. They keep me on my toes for pregame radio as well, so. Especially Miss Brooklyn, she puts me on punishment and shit. Like, she don't respond to none of my texts or phone calls or nothing until I handle my shit for pregame radio, until I got my guests confirmed, until I got my promotion shit going. Like, she just straight locks me down. So, Miss New Shoes does the same thing. So, shout out to both of them because, like I said, they keep me on my toes. They keep me busy when, even though I'm busy anyway. But it's so well and good. But anyway. Here we go. Lady Steele, please tell us. I'm nice. Is he already two for two? Is Chase Baker two for two already?
I said he's nice.
You say he's nice. That's what it is. Tech guy, do you agree? Let us know. What you think on it? Do you like it? Is it not like it? I know you're a little smacked right now. It's all well and good. You're a little nice. But how'd you like the track trick?
I'm good. I liked it. I was feeling it. And yeah, I'm definitely smacked. A lot smacked. But still, I was feeling the track.
Yeah. Not smacked, but a lot smacked. And I can't forget our special guest just calling out of Jersey. Big Chase Baker fan. Yeah. You know, I didn't forget about her. But I think, you know, I got, you know, her name did slip my mind, but I'm going to get her back in here in a second. We're going to see what she thought. So far, of course, we're going to count all the other votes, but so far, Chase Baker is 2-for-2 in the arena. Let's see. Miss from Jersey, you're live. What did you think of I'm Nice?
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
I like I'm Nice. I think that he is a nice rapper. So shout out to him. I think his music is very dope. And I think that he's a very inspiring artist. And he's inspiring to the unsigned community.
So, whoever recorded that shit at the end of it, even though, of course, that's part of the song, but just the fact that you said it, pound, you need your ass beat because Chase Baker is nice. But we got one more judge. We got two more judges to get to.
I just want to give a shout
band.
Out to the girl that said the word dope, for just for bringing that one back.
Dope in the building. Dope in the building, but let's see. So, Mac, I did check out. Send that email right motherfucking now. All
right, I got you. I'm going to have to get at the IT department and see what the hell is going on with them.
It was whack or something?
They be fucking around and then. She be thinking I just be ignore her on purpose, but I don't. The switch won't be fucking with me.
No, I think they got Jazz D working up in there.
Oh man. Well, my shout out to Jazz D, the man who has a matching turban for every outfit.
You know he does, man.
And matter of fact, he's on Facebook, right?
Oh yeah?
Yes. But Miss Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I'm nice. What did you think, sweetie?
You don't even have to ask twice. He's just that nice.
He is that nice.
He's just that nice. Come on, yeah. You crazy.
Okay. So far, he's 2-for-2. It's unanimous, but just to keep it fair, you know me. I'm a fair guy. I like it to be fair.
You can ask me that question for every track you play, and every track you play, you're going to get the same answer.
And to my coworkers who come in late but want to leave 2-3 minutes early, pounds, you need your ass beat.
Heavy.
You came in 20 minutes fucking. You came in fucking half an hour late, but it's 7:57. You got your coat on and shit.
You pound. You need your ass beat and your paycheck deducted twice.
I know it. I got one of those in my store too, so.
Yeah, you ain't know what it
so
is.
So can Chase Baker answer the question now, Brooklyn Black?
Well, hold on. We got to have him answer, but like I said, I'm still trying to be fair. That was accident, Ms. Brooklyn. I accidentally muted you. I'm going to bring you back in as soon as the icon changes. I got you. Don't yell at me. Don't cuss me out, all right? I'm working on shit. I'm still trying to get Chase Baker's mic unmuted. Doing a few things at once. Give me a second. I got you. But so far, Chase Baker, he's 2-for-2. Like, we really don't need the next vote from Oli, but like I said, we're going to do it just in fairness. And also, Oli, she's going to be one of the ladies taking over tomorrow night for Ladies Night on Pre-Game Radio. So definitely tune in. Me, I got to work to do at the Ellis Ashbrook Party. Y'all can look for them on Facebook. They pretty much, they hold it down as an alternative rock indie type band. But like I said, they the business, they the truth, and they concerts are always on and popping in. You got Brooklyn Black doing security. So, you know what I'm saying? I hold it down. And listeners of Pre-Game Radio, you guys get a discount. Hit me up on Twitter for details, at Brooklyn Black, of course. And we get it popping. I hope I can get Miss Brooklyn to come with me, though. Hope she's not mad at me after tonight. But I'm trying to get Chase Baker here. Huh?
I was telling them, I've been to one of the parties. It was cool.
Yes, exactly. Lily still has been there with me, you know. Matter of fact, she was there. That's right. Shout out to if you're a bartender and you get smacked 2 hours into the party, pound, you need your ass beat. And if I'm working security, I will beat your ass.
You need your ass whooped if you're like one out of the three black people at an all white party, literally, and you fucking start beefing.
I don't need my ass beat for that. I didn't start with the man. Okay, you lock back in the room. Chase Baker, you live?
Yo.
Yeah, we got you. We got you.
Got me? Thanks for the love, man. I'm getting a lot of love. I really appreciate that, man. Without that, I can't really do it. So I appreciate all the love, Miss Brooklyn, Miss New Shoes, everybody that tuned in, Marwa. I really appreciate the love, you know what I mean?
Man, like
you got it, Baker. You know, we love you.
That's what's up.
And on that note, Ms. Brooklyn can't speak to me on that one.
I'll tell you in the book.
You know, but it's just that here at Free Game Radio, even us on the Free Game Radio Facebook in the group, we keep it 100. We give that tough love type of support. You know what I'm saying? If you put shit up and your shit was whack, we're going to tell you, your shit is whack. Like,
yeah.
You can't
you know,
put that
I'll
out because
you.
Free Game Radio,
I don't sugarcoat
we
shit.
We stand behind hot shit. You know what I'm saying? Free Game Radio stands behind shit that is part of the movement, shit that is part of the renaissance of hip-hop. And this is just me, but the renaissance of hip-hop, we need artists who are deep-rooted in the golden era of hip-hop. That's why for the pregame throwbacks, it's the golden era, 1985 to the year 2000. That's when hip-hop was its powerful, not saying it's most powerful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We need artists who are deeply rooted in that, like Chase Baker, like Cashmere, you know what I'm saying? Artists like that, you know, artists who are deep-rooted in it, Pro Cylinder, Lucky Me, New City, like, there's a whole bunch that are deep-rooted. Like, we need those that's going to spearhead this movement to bring hip-hop back out of the bubblegum stage. Like, I'm a guy, I won't be the first, I'll be the first to admit, yes, Nicki Minaj is great to look at. And yes, she has bars. But here's why I'm on the fence about being a fan of hers. Because she said she is an actress playing the part of a rapper. So she's not actually, she's playing the part. She's acting. Jordy, now, most of these studio gangsters, they made acting part of the game, but
can I interject?
That's what they do, like, they rap.
Am I allowed to interject on this? Black?
Wait a second. No, damn it. Wait a second. So, yes, and, of course, like I said, those tuning in via PC.
In minutes.
You've got to call in 347-857-4302 because your connection will be severed in 6 minutes. So, definitely call us up and tell us, you know, talk to us if you want to talk to Chase Baker and all that. Lady Sil, what did you have to say?
I'm saying, with that being said, you said that you're on the fence about being a fan of hers because she says she's an actress.
Yeah, like, she's not an actual artist. She's an actress playing an artist. She said it herself.
She's an actress, and she's also a singer, and she's rapping.
She said she's playing
however,
part
but
of
time
an
out.
Artist.
Because you also have Lil Wayne, who pretty much went to school for psychology, pretty much getting into the mind or whatever. He sells a gimmick as well. A lot of the time, you, like I said before, you may have something in mind as far as how you feel that you want to get big, and when you are put in the path of people that can help you get that way, your vision sometimes get lost and becomes a lot more of their vision, and you have to go along with it to get where you want to be. She's made it very clear. However, just because her first passion may have been acting, does that take away from the fact that she may be nice doing it. Like, if
no, like
I want to be
said,
a
she, like designer, I said, she has bars.
But listen, but you're saying that you're on the fence because she wants to be an actress. I want to be a fashion designer. However, dabbling in 1,001 things. Now, just because I want to be a fashion designer, but I come out and let's say that I become like top blogger, you don't want to be my fan because I say I really want to do fashion?
No, I always be fair because I know that's what you wanted to do. Come on, ladies. So, you know, I've been rocking with you.
Fair,
you
though.
Know, I saw the drawers.
Fair
and,
to hold
know,
that against her.
But come on, if you're an actress, then
less talented people making a lot more money that are literally just freaking puppets completely. Didn't have shit in mind to do in the first place. They were just literally put out there and, you know, you're bumping and jamming to them or watching them on the big screen. I don't think that that's a valid reason to not like someone or to
be cautious. I didn't like her. Like I said, she's great to look at. And she has boss. Like, I love her her first on Monster. Like, straight up, it was hot. And I'm saying, Roman's Revenge, I dig it. And I'm saying, Eminem did his thing, and she held her own on that shit as well. And I'm saying, Eminem, Step MC, you got to really step your game up to do a track with him. And for her, and for that being her debut album, and she was on par with him, I give her credit for that. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, it's just, that's just me. That's just my thought. I'm sorry. That's just how I feel. I'm on the test, like I said.
And I'm just giving some more insight to your thought as to why, like, there's a million and one reasons why you can be cautious as to you may be on the fence about not liking someone or not sure if you want to go that route. But I just don't think that.
Chase Baker, do you like Nicki Minaj?
Huh?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
As an artist or just something to look at?
I like her as an artist because, like I was gonna say before, being able to do music in other countries, I respect her crossover factor. Like she can adjust to the hood, she can adjust to pop music, she can adjust to, you know, so many different lanes. So that you got to be talented to do it, because I'm sure we can name so many artists that are in one lane. You know what I mean? Nicki is very marketable and a few different avenues, and she could jump on a track with heavyweights, like you said, and show she belongs. So, you know, that's not easy. You know, a lot of female rappers, every year, the crop of tough female rappers, it get, you know, it's slimmer and slimmer, and she one of those artists that you could tell she's going to be around for a long time.
All right.
She will.
And with that being said, okay, fine. You guys, matter of fact, Ms. Brooklyn, do you agree? Ms. Brooklyn is quiet. That should be a first. It's a good thing this is recorded.
Probably having physical difficulty.
No, because she's live. I have been,
Well, maybe on her end. No, she's not just being quiet, though. So you could kill that thought.
Yeah, right, because Ms. Brooklyn, she always got something to say. But here we go. We got a couple of stuff. Like I said, if you're listening via PC, please call us up, 347-857-4302. In less than 30 seconds, your connection,
are we extending?
Your connection will be severed. Yes, we are extended. We are going. But like I said, you got to be called in because Chase Baker's still here. We still got another track to go through. We still got to tell... We still got to see who need they ass beat. Like, this is crazy. And straight up, it's all because of Chase Baker. Like, my call line is bananas right now. Don't worry, callers. I am getting to y'all. But I'm going to get into the next track. Let's go.
Can we get into you in this last 5 seconds?
Tell us about Let's Go, please.
Oh, Let's Go, that's my party joint. It's just for the times when, like, you in the club and you trying to get that young lady to get out of the club with you, and she want to tell her friends that, you know, that she leaving, and I just wrote the song, Let's Go. Like, you don't got to tell them we leaving, let's just go. You know what I mean? So it's one of those party joints that's doing real well overseas. And
just flat leave them.
Yeah, like, yeah, you know, you just want to discreetly get out of there, and you'll see them tomorrow.
You know, she'll call you when she get home. That's all.
Yeah.
But that's what it is. Let's go. Chase Baker, pregame radio. I'm here. Lady Steele's here. Oli, she's here representing Cash Administration. So pick up BK Cashmere's Take Me Away, the debut album on iTunes. And guess what? Pregame radio's on iTunes also. All right? And that's exactly what it is. And we're still going. Now, I'm saying, like I said, if you were listening via computer, I'm sorry, but you can't hear us unless you're going to call in. So call us up 347-857-4302. The call room is crazy. Shout out to the call room. And it's only because of Chase Baker and Miss Brooklyn. Like, you know, like I said, I think it was for the people. I push the buttons. Ladies still talk shit. Only puts everything together. And Jada Tech guy sends the angry emails. That's pretty much all it is. It's mainly because of you guys were popping tonight. And I want to thank Chase Baker, Miss Brooklyn, MFIR Radio. Man, like, this is, it's just so much of this stuff is real humbling. You know what I mean? And I'm kind of stalling because Switchboard, of course, is giving me trouble. But here we go. Let's go. Chase Baker, freaking radio.
Do it like this, I'ma hit it right, miss. Other niggas might miss. I'm trying to get you to the apartment, cause I can tell you lacking in the pleasure department. It's real talk, I'm speaking from my heart when I say I'm a nigga that you don't see often. This is me trying to show you what I got. I know you feeling me whether you admit it or not. I got you all comfy, you resting your head. Then it's like a holiday cause of how I put you to bed. I'm the heavyweight pimp of the world under the covers. They love the combination of a fighter and lover. Yeah, I'm hands on, not a looker, I'm a toucher. Body so sick, you got me tricking on your mother. I'm being real, showing love the way you got it from. Think it's niggas like me, good luck finding one.
Hey, do you really wanna be with me? Do you really, really, really wanna leave with me? Hey, get your shit and let's go then. Hey, get your shit and let's go then. What you mean you gon' tell them we about to go?
We ain't wanted to end. I could tell she felt bad about leaving her friends. I said, excuse my tone, your friends is grown and they shouldn't have a problem with finding their way home. We in the whip driving fast as hell. I'm thinking about beating and she probably could tell. Opened the door to the crib and walked in. She took a look at the pool, wanted to swim, put the birthday suits on, and we jumped in. She was little like Kim, ass like Kardashian.
I'm a bad girl, so you're gonna take.
I'm like the Hulk and you won't like me when I'm angry. She looking at me while I'm looking at her. Then I gave it to her so hard she thought I was being mean to her. Never been hit like that in your whole life. And just one night she trying to become your wife.
Hey, do you really want to be with me? Do you really, really, really want to leave with me? Hey, get your shit and let's go then. Hey, get your shit and let's go then. What you mean you're going to tell her we about to go?
For a minute and it's not me. She had me thinking about making a wifey. I'm tripping, bugging, going crazy. Do she got what it takes to be my lady? She got me thinking about doing the chores, opening doors down on one knee on the floor. No, it's too soon for that bride and groom shit. Jumping the broomstick, the thoughts making me sick. I can't maintain a pimp game. Settle down with a chick with the same last name. It's Chase Baker and the fact still remains. When a pimp lead a game, it can make her feel strange. You need to say the bullshit for the lame. You don't know I'm like EA Sports, I'm in the game. We getting money, ain't a damn thing change. And you sick of playing games, that's the reason why you came.
Hey, do you really want to be with me? Do you really, really, really want to leave with me? Hey, get your shit and let's go then. Hey, get your shit and let's go then. What you mean you gonna tell them we about to go?
know, we are live back in the building, pregame radio. Chase Baker, let's go. What's your shit? Let's go. Don't even tell your friends we out. Let's go. Like, shit, let's go. Pay your bar tab and we out. Like, that's just what it is. But we got Chase Baker in the building. So, Lay still.
I'm here.
How's it feel? Let's go. Get your shit. Let's go. Don't tell your friends. Don't tell your friends you're leaving.
Huh?
Pay your bar tab because I ain't buy your drinks. Let's go.
Shut up. But it's definitely an amp beat. Definitely pumps you up. Gets you in that club frame of mind.
Basically, let me ask you, have you ever had an instance like that? Like, you know, you was at the club, you met this dude, and I hit it off, and it's just, hey, he was with the girls, and he said, hey, let's go. Get your shit, let's go.
Of course, a couple of times, but Lady Steele doesn't go out to a club by herself, always with a homegirl or two, and we don't do that. Nobody's going home with someone random from the club. I mean, exchange
your
number.
What if it happens?
Huh?
What if it happens? What do you mean?
Happen, though.
Like,
that's the thing.
It just happens. Like, you know, say you at the club and you meet some dude, you know, and his swag is on 11, you know, and he's doing the damn thing, and you want to give him the booty tag, you know, you want to give him the booty, you know.
No.
It happens that way. Sometimes it happens like
that. It happened to Lady Steele.
So you're not leaving no dude from the club?
Huh?
So you're not leaving with no dude from the club?
Hello?
No, it's not going to happen. I could probably practically be having sex with you on the dance floor, but we're not going home together.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Chase Baker, right? Wow.
Wow.
What? Because I have like a paranoia inside of me being a woman, and I always feel like someone's out to get me. So certain situations I just avoid, and I don't put myself in.
Wow. But you like the song, though, yes?
Oh, definitely.
The song is no shit, though.
Yeah.
I have no idea what happened to Miss Brooklyn, but we're going to take this call right here. Your last four digits, because we're thinking we're extending, we're hiding out right now. But anyway, we got Chase Baker in the building, Lady Steele, Oli, Jada Tech God. You know, so we're popping tonight. Oli, how did you feel about the track?
Hello?
Yes, Oli.
All right, y'all. Okay, so what was the name of it? Let's Go, right?
Let's go. Get your shit. Let's go.
You know, I definitely love the concept. And to what you guys were talking about, I didn't really get from the song that, you know, it had to be like, oh, you know, just a stranger. It could be, you know, your man. You feel me? Like, and you out with your girls or whatever, but your man is there too, and your man's like, nah, let's go. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it goes either way. But I didn't get to comment on the last track that you guys have played, too. I'm a sucker for depth, and that song was definitely deep and on one of my favorite talents, you know what I mean, Nas, you know, the beat and everything like that. What was that?
Yes, I said yes on the Nas beat. I'm with you.
Yes, yes, yes. So, you know, that song was definitely deep. I love that. I'm definitely more a hip-hop fan than a rap fan, and that was hip hop. So big
okay.
up to that.
So,
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah,
for that.
No problem.
Formality out of the way, just for formality's sake, just so we can say we give every artist the same shot. You know what I'm saying? We give every artist the same shot on pregame radio. Gay the Tech Guy. Let's go. How did you feel on that joint, man?
I was feeling it. It was kind of hype. I was feeling the energy. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to come to you guys, and I'm going to ask. Oh, wait. I totally forgot our special guest judge from Jersey. How did you like the Let's Go track?
I really like Let's Go. I like the energy on the track. I like the beat. It's a cool party joint, and I agree with the last lady that called in that said it doesn't necessarily have to be like a grinding situation, like, you know, like it could just be like your man, and he's like, all right, let's go. So
I think
it's cool.
Give this to me.
I think
okay.
a lot of females can like relate. And
okay, so I'm gonna run by everyone. You guys just tell me yes or no. The question is pregame approved. All right, Lady Steele.
Yes.
Holy.
Yes, yes, yes.
Jay the Tech Guy.
You know it.
And our special guest, Joshua Joshua, please tell me your name again.
Marwa.
Marwa, pregame approved?
Absolutely, yes.
So, for those who don't know, you hear it live, Chase Baker is pregame approved. What that means is he has a spot on the upcoming pregame radio mixtape, as well as he's up in the runners for pregame artist of the year. So definitely please check us out on Facebook, on Twitter. We're going to have all that stuff up on there so you can see exactly how to vote for him and everything like that. So Chase Baker, congratulations, man.
Wow, man.
Game approved.
That's great, man. I appreciate all the love,
like,
man.
You heading up into MFIR Radio's that'll be Fridays.
Yeah.
You know, you're already pregame approved. It's they're like, wow, already 2011 looks like a great year for Chase Baker.
Yeah, man, it's good to see all of the hard work appreciated, and there's plenty more where that came from. You know what I mean? Like, I can't wait till they really get a load of me, and like I said, like I've you know, I'm working hard. I write all the time. I got a great support base behind me, and I feel like I'm going to win.
That's what's up. We're going to get into this corner. Your last four digits is 49, 48. You're live on pregame radio in 1 second. Let us know who you are, where you're calling from, what you would like to say to Chase Baker. I won't give any shout-outs. This is your moment right now. All right, so hope you're ready. I'm going to bring you in a second. 49, 48. You are live on pregame radio. Like I
Hello.
Said, I'm telling people where you're calling from. What's up?
Hello, good evening. This is Adam calling from Brooklyn. I'd
What's
like
up?
To know where Chase Baker is going to be next. Where's his next venue?
Oh, right now I got I'm gonna be at probably Club Pyramid on Tuesday, or maybe Karma Lounge on Sunday. That's where I'll be. That's what I got coming up, and I'm just currently I got some stuff in the pipelines where I'm gonna do a show in Manhattan on March 7th, and I got a bunch of, you know, little things, venues that's lined up, and I'm going to update everybody on Facebook and Twitter, so stay tuned. It's going to be a lot of good things coming from me and a lot of venues, you know, up and coming.
So if you're not following Chase Baker, pound, you need your ass beat. So, hold on, you want to give any
okay,
shout-outs, anything like that?
Wanna,
this is your time to do it.
I just want to say also that he really laid down the freestyle for I Get Money. I don't know if he's playing that much, but it's a great song. It's hot.
Wow, I didn't even get that.
He got a freestyle for I
You gotta send me that, man.
Yeah, that's great that you have a strong support system.
Yeah, it's dope, man. I mean, that's just coming from getting the mixtape out there. And, you know, the mixtape is download. You could download it on natpiff.com, Chase Baker 13. It's called Rise of the Underdog. And, like I got a bunch of, you know, joints on that mixtape. And it's doing really well. It's hosted by DJ Ty Boogie of Power 105. So, you know, I'm getting a lot of good feedback from that mixtape. So, you know, I dropped it in August, and from August till now, it's just been doing really well. So, thanks for that. I appreciate that that love
okay.
on the close.
I tuned
yeah.
in a little late. Can you tell me, did you by any chance play Appreciate Me?
No, I didn't. I was at a certain amount of tracks. That wasn't part of them. I'm sorry, but of course, Chase Baker's pregame approved, so all of his tracks, anything that he sends me, of course, gets played on pregame radio. So stay tuned with us, and of course, you'll probably hear it sooner or later.
Okay, thank you. Good night, Chase.
Okay, thank you for calling. Wow, yo, Chase Baker, yo, the Chase Baker fan base is bananas, man.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That shit is just crazy.
I'm trying, man. I mean, it's good. It's so overwhelming to see everybody riding with me, and you know, it means a lot, man. Like, I'm a firm believer that, you know, the fans and the public, they make the artists, man. Talent is one thing, but that support and that, you know, people riding with you, that's the whole part of the game. So, you know, I appreciate this the support, and I need a lot more as an up and coming artist. You know, I'm with an independent label, and we don't have the big bucks like everybody else, but I feel like I'm ready to tangle with anybody. I could be on a track with anybody. You know, I got a lot of good material, and once I get that distribution, they got a problem, Houston. I'm telling you. Like, once I be able to get out there and really be in that light, you know what I mean, I could step on stage. I got over 100 and some songs that any one of them I recorded I could do at a show. It's memorized in the memory bank. You know what I mean? The work ethic is there. I'm a good investment. So, you know what I mean? I'm just going to keep writing songs that's relevant to the public and things that I've been through and everything that I feel as an artist. And I'm going to keep giving all kinds of walks of life, you know, something to listen to from Chase Baker. You know what I mean? Too Much Variety Records.
Wow. Too Much Variety. And as you know, we're still going. Shout out to everybody who switched from the PC to the call room. They checked in. I'm still trying to get people up in here, but we've got the newly appointed pregame approved artist, Chase Baker, live in the building. He's here. Chase Baker, you know, we've been talking pounds. You need your Aspie all night. Anybody come to mind who need their Aspie?
Yeah, well, on Friday night, if you're not listening to pregame radio, pound, you need your ass beat.
Thank you. That's exactly what it is. And also, like I said, we Friday and Saturday night. Before, we was on just Saturdays, and the show, and like I said, it's real humbling, and it's like I said, it's cool that there's an artist out there just as humble. You know, like, because it just pretty much started out as a hobby, you know, something I did in my spare time, you know, when I ain't have shit to do or whatever. But now
yeah.
Pregame Radio has become the entity that it is. And I say entity because of the people who work diligently behind the scenes, Lady Steele, Tasha B, Ebony, Putty Power, Netta, Jada Tech Guy, RJ, and only she goes hard. Oh my goodness! Like, you know, and because people like that who just have that same vision to just showcase. Because pretty much, I just want to showcase the real hip hop, the underground stuff, the stuff that people don't get a chance to hear because it's not produced by Swizz Beatz or you know, or it's not. Featured by Nicki Minaj or Justin Bieber or whatever the fuck it is. You know, I want to showcase that type of art because it's still art in the artist. That's why you won't hear me say I have this featured rapper on my show. I say featured artists because what they do is art. They put something on the campus and they display it for everyone to see, and I just make it another avenue for people to see it from. You know what I'm saying? Pretty much that's what it is. And like I said, Chase Baker is one of those pre-game approved artists.
Yes, sir.
Let's see, I
really appreciate
it. I just call it in here now. You know, and shout out to you because you're hanging tough with us. You're holding on because you want to get on. You want to talk to Chase Baker. Nothing stopping you from talking to Chase Baker, but 4948, you are live on Pregame Radio. What's good? Where you from? And what would you like to say to Chase Baker?
Oh, honey, you just talk to me. I'm just holding on listening to the show.
Okay, you still get thing about the icon never changed, so I didn't know.
Okay, it's fine.
Well, it's all well and good. But we got another one. Let's see if I can get them in here now. Let's see, well, nope, matter of fact, everybody's here. So, Chase Baker, you're pregame approved. Let us know what's in the next, I don't know, the next year for Chase Baker. What's in the plans for next year?
Well, I'm just going to keep working hard, solidifying my spot, becoming a household name. I got, you know, some collabs that I got in mind that I want to work with some other artists. And also, like, I'm real happy to announce that my song, I'm So Brooklyn, that song, Let's Go, another song I got called Phone Talk, and another song that I got called It's My Time, it all has been picked up by a television series called Angry Boys. So, you know, my ASCAP and the business side of the game is all taken care of. So I'll be getting some good royalties off of having my songs on television. It's going to be on ABC, BBC, and NBC, and HBO, shown on in Asia Pacific, Australia, and in America. So, you know, I was fortunate to not only get one song, but I got four songs picked up by a television series. And, you know, that the hard work is starting to pay off. I'm planning on, you know, doing more shows and you know, just putting out that good product, you know what I mean? So in the next year, basically, I feel like it's going to be a great summer for me. And this year that's coming up, you know, I'm just going to be out there and people going to really, really know who I am, you know what I mean? So I thank people like yourself, A-List Radio, MFIR, all the radio internet stations that's been showing me love. It's like overwhelming to be in those positions, to be, you know, an unsigned artist and getting a lot of love from, you know, the radio stations. So that's, I really appreciate it, and I'm always going to have time for y'all. Like, because before, like, if wherever I'm going to go and how big I'm going to get, that's not known. But right now, you guys made time for me, so I'm always going to have time for y'all.
Man, we just had Chase Baker on here.
Is that about phone talk?
Huh?
Phone talk, is it about phone sex? Because I'm very interested.
Yeah, nah. Phone talk is a song. It's like it got a real popular melody to it, and it's just a song about, you know, I'm telling the girl to, you know, call a man and get him on the phone and tell him she ain't never coming back. And it's a
wow.
It's a song.
So that's
it's a real catchy
song.
It's a real catchy thing, you know. It's like, you know, you got a lady out there that, you know, she complaining about how bad our relationship is and complaining about a situation that's going on, and I'm telling her, get him on the phone. Get him on the phone and tell him you ain't coming back, and that's what the song is about.
You totally ruined the mood, but I guess. Thank you.
You said it ruined the mood. All right.
Wow.
So it is what it is. I want to thank anybody who's been rocking with us for extra half an hour. Big shout out to Ab, Tasha B, Lady Steel. You know, thank you. I love you.
One more. You need your ass.
What's up? Hold on. We're still going for right now. I just want to say thank you to all of you guys. You know, I just want to show appreciation.
Okay.
That's all. You know, of course, like I said, thank you to Chase Baker for taking the time out, you know, getting at me for Rockwell Pregame Radio.
Yeah, nah, that's all good.
Like it was a real great experience getting to know you, getting in your head. Shout out to be about money entertainment, Mr. Terrence, and he also put up on for the You Need Your Ass Beat segment. Wait, let me see if I can pull this thing up because it was funny as hell, but we got, you know, all wrapped up in the whole show of things and everything. He put up if you cash in your EBT food stamps to trick on your man, Pound, you need your ass beat.
If Putty Pie is not on air right now, but you are sending me requests on It Girl on Facebook, Pound, I'm sorry, Putty Pie, you need your ass beat.
Oh, shit, pal, Putty, you need your ass beat. You want free admits, you got to be on the check-in. Y'all already know what it is. But it is about to be that time. Like I said, I got everybody stressed out longer than it's supposed to be. But it's just been that popping. It's because of Chase Baker and everyone else. It's for the people. The people keep coming, so I'm going to keep going. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
it is what it is. What's good?
Hey, if y'all don't let some bars go, Pound, you need your ass beat.
Ooh, let them go.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Oh, shit. Okay. So here's what we're going to do.
We're going to shut up and let him close out. Drop him.
Yeah, I'm going to drop it. I got an acapella.
Put your whip and chains away. Hold on. All right. Like I said, I want to give a big shout out to Mr. Terrence. Chase Baker, thanks for coming through. Everyone who's on the check-in. Mawa from Jersey for being on the check-in. Oli Cash Administration. Tasha B. And anyone, you know, Jada Tech guy, everyone who's on the check-in. But without further ado.
Yo, I'm still here. Yo, Brooklyn, I got a question.
Shout out to Audrey Steele.
Brooklyn, I got a question.
Yeah, so without further ado, what's up?
Yo, I don't know if I missed it or something, but can we get him to drop a little something off the top of the dome?
Wait, we about to get into that. We about to do that. So, ladies and gentlemen, because, see, there was a time when Chase Baker called and he was on the check-in for about 30 seconds on pregame radio, and I was kind of upset because I wanted him to leave the lights in, but we got him here right now. All right? We got him here now. So listen up. Turn your computers up. Turn your phone speakers up. Do whatever you got to do, all right? But right now, on pregame radio, it's Chase Baker. On the line with Brooklyn Black, he's going to give you something light, a reason why he's a pregame approved artist. Tune in to us tomorrow because it's ladies' night. We got Ed, Lady Steele, Tasha B, Oli, they're holding it down. We got the men of TGO, Rito, Johnny Swagger, Capo, they're all coming through tomorrow night, so check them out. And we're doing the damn thing. It's pregame radio, but I won't hold you back anymore. Chase.
Y'all ready?
Do the damn thing, homie.
All right. Yo, it ain't that many chances when you live in the PJs, so you're going to either hustle or develop a sweet J. Big Still a Pop is very relevant these days. In that case, I'm feeling like I'm related to CJ. When I spit, I'm right in the CJ, so either way the throne still residing in BK. The takeover instant like replay, I'm close. Feel it in the air like B-Nay. Told them I was coming, but they didn't believe me. Believe me, I'm not trying to say it was easy. Just because they put me where the hunger would lead me, they expect me to take the bullshit that they feed me. But sometimes, you gotta shut your damn mouth and take a little help fitting in just to stand out. Cause you take a handout, doesn't mean you're handout. And when you eating, never leave your fams out. I'm feeling generous, I'm thinking I might share. With that said, giving you these jewels seem quite fair. Been walking the walk, deserve me a nice pair. They talking it, me I just do it like Nike Air. Winning with this hand, believe me, it's so rare. Been cheated too much, you can't expect me to fight fair. After what I've been through, surprised that I'm still here. Executive, laid back in one of them nice chairs. Honey see the kid and be like, there he go right there. Her eyes only for you, see me and she might stare. Bake shine brighter than that ball at Times Square. So when the album drop, we gonna be happy like New Year. It's a new year, and I'm making sure you here. Promise I ain't running, motherfuckers, I'm still here. Lost a lot of soldiers, but we still got a few here. And I think about the memories and do shed a few tears. I'm ill. Pardon the little hiccup,
shit.
Man. I got the hiccups, man, while I'm trying to rap. But it's all good.
If you
There's plenty more where that came from, Black.
Don't worry, I'm on iTunes, man. Pre-game radio's on iTunes. You can go back and download and listen back. Check me out, blogtalkradio.com/Brooklyn Black. You can check me out on GSBWorldwide.com, DTFRadio.com/Brooklyn Black. I'm all over the place. So if you missed any part of that, of Chase Baker, just I let him go past the 60 seconds. I didn't care. Because the shit that he dropped, that's some limited edition type shit right there. So
I appreciate that, Black.
And since he just shut it down, I'm going to let you guys go. Gage, DTF family, shut it down. On pregame radio. Tune in tomorrow night. Like I said, I won't be here. I got to work the Ellis Ashworth party. But the ladies of pregame radio will be holding it down tomorrow night. So check it out with them. They got TG on the building. The pregame throwbacks and all that's going down. And remember, we got the trending topic right now. Pound. You need your ass beat. So if you're not tuned in tonight or tomorrow night, pal, you need your ass beat unless you're at the club. And if you're out there, please, don't drink and drive. You know what I'm saying? Call a cab. Hell, call me up. I'll Google you a cab. Hit me on Twitter, @BrooklynBlack. Say, I'm drunk, I need a cab, and I'll call you no matter where you at. But you guys enjoy the night. And here we go. DTF family, shut it down. And we are out of here. Pre-game radio, you dig?
Better. that's how we talk. He found a plug, he said his jam was Louis V. Took him on the east side, he fell in love with Sanya B. Thug kept him laughing, homie fast kept him blowing. My little brother knew, say, hey, Lee, where you going? I say,
I'ma hit the floor and I got ass. I'ma hit the floor and I got ass.
Club Karma long lines, I'm walking past Kiwan with the lunatic. Bottle service is super fast. Hit the flow and act the ass. Moscato bottles in the glass. I'm in lime green, everything. So she had to ask, are you Kiwano for dying? I'm Mr. Trooper. I really love to hug you and squeeze you, but my boo her. My big friend love you. I say shit, we take her through her. Got Future, Holla, UV, Sag, and a crew her. Top down music, a rolling by throwing deuces up. Everybody getting it, bro. What you make is everybody got those, what you call them exclusive for. You see me logo this big and bright, ain't no confusing us.
I'ma hit the flow and I got ass. I'ma hit the flow and I got ass. I'ma hit the flow and I got ass.
VIP, we over here at EIP, yep. Surrounded by a couple of sipping on that freaky beat.
Yep.
It's my off day, drove with Nelly bought me. Probably why they on me and why I can't keep them off me. I'm Murph Dirty, bitch, cleaner than the kitchen flow. The shoes I got on, I call them hoes, tip or slow. No, they don't come out, hit the flow and I dumb out. St. Louis, no time I come out, side to side with my joint out.
Yeah.
Miss a take a down through her, and mama kept saying I'm the man of this new year. And Murphy Lee playing, I'm just saying it's what I do her. A certified lunatic and everything knew her. Just watch me, cuz
I'ma hit the flow and I got ass. I'ma hit the flow and I got ass. I'ma hit the flow and I got ass.
Boom, baby, you already know pregame ready. We still keeping it going. Here we go. More T1 St. Lunatics, rep my city. This is for St. Louis. Shout out to St. Louis. They still heavy on the check-in, and we still keeping it alive. 347-857-4302. Shutdown is in progress, but I want to leave y'all with a party. So here we go.
Rep. Rep my city, get my paper. We do, we so fuck you haters. Rep my city, get my paper. We do, we so fuck you haters. Rep my city, get my paper. We do, we so fuck you haters. We do, we so fuck you haters. Fuck you haters. Rep my city, get my paper. We do, we so fuck you haters. Rep my city, get my paper. We do, we so fuck you haters. Rep my city, get my paper. We do, we so fuck you haters. We do, we so fuck you haters. Fuck you haters. Fuck you haters.
Welcome to my city, man. Y'all know me. LUNAT. I see MURPHYLEE. You ain't gotta look, you see me. So STLOUIS, the best they consider me. If I ain't right, not finna be intentionally on purpose. Be on purpose, see, I'm wrecking B. Damn, they drop a song a week. If STL ain't in one line, I rewrite that shit over B. Name one nigga that can't fuck with it. If you can, my style, he bit it. Ran with it. See him at a show like, damn, nigga. Took my style and ran, nigga. You don't know who I am, nigga. Murphy Lee, the man, nigga. Like, what the fuck you saying, nigga? Saying, nigga, rep my city, no ifs about it. What you get, man? I done got it. Get it, got it. Who you rep, motherfucker? What? Doubt it.
words slip from somewhere about right in the middle. Forgot shit.
Mercy lead a elevator. Well and fucking anticipated. Rep my city, get my paper. We do we so fuck you, bitch. Ain't no way I fucking count this paper, I could be a fucking banker. FC alien, Murphy Lee, don't play with him. Watch what the fuck you say to him, is what the fuck I keep telling them. Don't believe me, you can try me, not a joker. Your hope's a little higher, chances better, playing poker. You see me, it's my label, and St. Louis, where my home at. You hear something, it's popping, best believe Dirty is on that. That new shit, man, we own it, and that old shit, man, we own that. Can't talk about my city, cause St. Louis don't condone that. You thought this shit was over, I'ma show you where you wrong at. Especially when they tell you bring this on back.
Get my paper, we do, we so fucking haters. We do, we so fucking haters. Fuck you, haters.